Saturday, January 8th. Schultz called this morning on the F-111 question, the problem being whether to continue it another year. If we shut it down, it'll close out in the fall of 72, just before the election. It'll cost $160 million in fiscal 73 plus $20 million in 72 to continue it. The Air Force doesn't want the plane and doesn't want to continue it, but Laird says defense won't make the decision, that this is a White House political matter. I checked it with the president. He, of course, said they should go ahead with it. President went through at several sessions today, including on the plane coming back to Washington, a review of various political questions. He wants to be sure, for example, to keep a heavy surrogate effort going in New Hampshire. He's concerned about getting more younger people out in front, especially in New Hampshire, so that we aren't just appearing to be the campaign of Lane Dwinnell and all the old guys. He wants to try and develop some high school support so that we don't get all negative stories on the whole question of youth, and especially in high schools. He obviously is thinking a fair amount about the whole political area, and hence these questions. Stan's call to say that Pete Flanagan had called him, saying that he would like Stan's support for Flanagan's nomination for Secretary of Commerce. And Stans feels we have something, a problem with Pete on this, and that we need to cover that base. End of January 8th.